Our dear friends in Jesus Christ, first of all, let me take a word of wishing congratulations and appreciation together with Bob. We wish you a very, very blessed, happy Christmas, dear friends. We pray for you and wish you all the blessings. To you all and to all the people, those who are online, our Christmas wishes. Merry Christmas to you all. Today, just want to bring three emotions which we heard in the gospel. The angel singing, the absolute silence, and the third one, the shepherd. Now the simple question, why is it that Jesus came to this world, or he has to be born? So the three emotions or impulse will kindly understand why it is. The first one, the angels' song. Glory to God in the highest, which we recited and sang just at the beginning of the Mass. Glory to God. And the angel came, it said, it went away. There is no dialogue. It just only communicated. If Christmas should be meaningful, give glory to God, not to man. Sometimes we fail to do glory to God for everything. And the second thing, absolute silence. Even at the Our Lady's chapel, Brian, Phil and Ian, they have decorated in a very beautiful way. But it is silence. Mary was in silence. Shepherds were in silence. The whole world were in silence. Where there is silence, there happens the mystery of the nativity. Even in the busy time, we need a little time. The story of Tolstoy says, when a woman is pregnant, she doesn't look outside. She'll just think inside. She is meditating the child inside. That is the silence. So the silence will bring the peace, nativity, the birth of Jesus. And the third one is shepherd. Absolutely, these shepherds were living within the radius of 4 kilometers near to Bethlehem. The shepherds were not permitted to enter into the Jerusalem temple because they are ignorant and they cannot go into the court because they are uneducated. they were abandoned. But to this shepherd, actually, they literally keeping the watches of the night, keeping the night watches, or better to say night shift. To them, all of a sudden, the angel came and declared, announced, and there is a difference. The shepherd, while hearing, they took the decision. The decision is that one, let us together go and see what has happened in Bethlehem. This is what we need to take. If we need to see Jesus, we have to take a decision. I want to go to Bethlehem. Let us together, the family together, the persons together, let us go and see the miracle. Actually, what was the miracle? It was, there was no miracle. A child wrapped in swaddling cloth, which you and me do not say it is a miracle. They expected a great thing. It wasn't a miracle for them. But in simple thing, there is a miracle hiding in our life. From 25th or 26th onwards, we ask, what would happen? Lockdown, strict rule, Omicron, everything is closed. But even in the little thing, the first word uttered to the humanity is, do not be afraid. Why the child was wrapped in swaddling cloth? Because according to the Palestine culture, if a child is very pure, very healthy, the first thing is that it has to be washed with the salt. Salt is for purity, purification. And the second thing is, the child has to be washed with the olive oil. The olive represents strength, energy, purity. And the third thing, the child has to be washed with the myrrh. Why it is? Because it is the perfume. That's why the child was wrapped with the linen. We need to wrap. We need to wrap with the grace of God, the glory of God, the Shekinah. In this evening, take a decision. Let us go to Bethlehem. Let us go and see what has happened there. There is a simple miracle. Even in our way, the miracles are hidden. Even in our life, the God says, do not be afraid. But we need to wrap with the swaddling cloth, the glory of God, the Shekinah. And wish you again and again a Merry Christmas and a blessed all the blessings of the Christmas. We pray for you. We offer this Mass for your intention. Whatever you ask, say to the Jesus child, I need it. That is a decision. Amen.